for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a message of condolence to Queen Elizabeth II over the deadly blast at Manchester Arena. In his message, he extended condolences to the victims and sympathy for the injured and their families. He says the Chinese government, as well as the Chinese people, will stand firm with the British people through this difficult time. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has also sent a message of condolence to British Prime Minister Theresa May over the attack. The British Prime Minister announced on Tuesday night that the country's terror threat level has been raised from severe to critical, its highest level. Members of the armed forces will be deployed across Britain under police command, and they'll be seen at big events as well. May was speaking after she chaired the second meeting of the day of Britain's top-level security committee, known as COBRA. The upgrades in response to top-level reports discussed at the COBRA meeting by Britain's most senior security advisers. Police have identified the suspected Manchester bomber as 22-year-old Salman Abedi. The attack, which happened on Monday night after a concert in Manchester Arena, has killed 22 people and injured another 59. Brussels mayor has said the city will be at its maximum level of security for U.S. President Donald Trump's visit on Wednesday and the NATO summit on Thursday. The mayor also said over 4,000 police officers will patrol the streets. Authorities have raised the threat level considering the attack that killed 22 people in Manchester on Monday night. It's reported that police from Luxembourg and the Netherlands will also help to ensure security. Chinese President Xi Jinping stressed the importance of reform while calling for more practices that can be replicated and promoted. He made the remarks at the 35th meeting of the Central Leading Group for Deepening Overall Reform in Beijing. During the meeting, a guideline on deepening reform of the educational system was adopted, aiming to cultivate students' abilities in lifetime learning and creative thinking, as well as the ability to adapt to the times. The leading group also called for enhanced efforts to allow foreign investors easier access to China's key sectors, including services, manufacturing, and mining, via a negative list approach. It said Chinese firms' overseas operations should also be standardized under a supervision system, featuring clear demarcation of rights and obligations, as well as risk control. Six miners died and five were rescued from a flooded coal mine in northern China. The rescue operation ended in the early hours on Wednesday. The five survivors are receiving medical checkups and treatment. 11 miners were trapped when the flooding occurred around noon Monday in a coal mine near Taiyuan, capital of Shanxi Province. The cause of the flooding is still under investigation. 12 people are confirmed dead, another 15 hurt, following a traffic accident outside of Hebei's provincial capital on Tuesday morning. An oil tanker rear-ended a coal truck in a highway tunnel linking the cities of Shijiazhuang and Zhengzhikou. The crash set fire to the tanker, leading to an explosion, which killed a dozen people at the site. The explosion inside the tunnel was strong enough to damage nearby homes, injuring some people inside of those homes. China has reaffirmed its support for better relations between North Korea and South Korea. Yonhap News Agency reports that the administration of South Korean President Moon Jae-in plans to resume humanitarian assistance to North Korea. The administration says the resumption, also including civilian exchanges, will not compromise the international sanctions regime. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has put out a statement saying China has always supported enhanced contact between the two sides on the peninsula. Seoul has suspended almost all civilian exchanges since North Korea conducted its fourth nuclear test in January of 2016. A Chinese manned submersible has finished a dive in the Mariana Trench, the deepest known part of the world's oceans. Xiaolong took 3 hours to sink to a planned depth of over 4,800 meters. The scientists on board took samples and surveyed the area while also taking photos of the seafloor. Chinese online retailer JD.com is planning to invest more than 20 billion yuan in the next 5 years to build a logistics hub in the city of Xi'an. The company says the hub will contain a global logistics headquarters, an automation center, and an operational center featuring big data and cloud computing. The hub will be the largest of its kind in China. The company also aims to develop an entire storage and delivery chain run by machines, featuring drones, self-driving cars, and robot-run warehouses. The research team that will develop the unmanned system will be chosen by the end of this year. A drone assembly line is also planned. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.